Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
Then I called on the name of the Lord, my God.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Our website is A Touch From Above. Just in case you haven't figured that out yet, you're more than welcome to go there. Our Prayer Mountain, we have A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. We have A Touch From Above Christian University. We also have A Touch From Above Christian Church that meets every Sunday morning. We also have a place for people to come and pray, which is 25 beautiful acres for those that want to spend time. We have pastors that come from all different areas to pray and fast, whether it's one day or 21 days. We had a special lady come all the way from Florida. She was a grandma. She was almost 80 years old, and she came for a 40-day fast on water. She said, I'm sick and tired of the devil messing with my family, and I'm here to pray and fast. And I'm telling you what, that lady did just that. Pray and fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, my goodness. I would send one of our workers up there, go check on her, make sure she's okay. She's okay. She said, do not disturb. I'm praying. I'm in the throne room of God. I said, yes, ma'am. And then we'd go another couple days, go check on her, make sure she, does she need water? What does she need? But she was fine, and she was a prayer warrior. I'm sure she touched heaven and shook the devil off her family. I'm telling you what, thank God for a praying mama, a praying grandma, or a praying friend. Amen? Amen. Well, I am so excited to share with you all this week, Root Yourself in Church, Part 2. And it's so important for you and I to understand the value of being in the house of God. You see, if you do it God's way, you'll never fail. You know, the prophet I shared yesterday, the prophet Haggai, was so upset at the children of Israel because they went back. Here is the king, Darius, that allowed the Jews to go back to build the temple that had been absolutely destroyed by the Babylonians. And you know what? They went back, but guess what? They weren't even thinking about building the kingdom. They got back to their homeland and said, you know what, I got to build my own house. I'm busy. But you know what? While they were doing that, they thought that, you know, all was well, but God was watching. God was watching. And guess what? He said, you've sown much, you bring in little, you eat, but you don't have enough, you drink, but you're not filled with drink, you clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put him in a bag with holes. Then the prophet Haggai said, the Lord asked them, consider your ways. You know, God asked them two times in that one chapter, chapter one of Haggai, God tells them, consider your ways. So I want to encourage you, are you a part of a church body? Or are you blown in the wind, tossed in the wind like a tumbleweed? Well, I go to every church. We're the church. You know how many people, I've been saved for 43 years. I've heard some things that make your hair stand up. Some things you just want to go, excuse me. And some people you want to go, I won't even say it. Let me just shut up. Zip it, zippy. I want to just tell them, are you out of your mind? But I won't say it. I was going to say the other word, like stupid, but I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I didn't say it. But you think, oh my goodness, if you only understood the power of what God wants to do in your life. You see, God's plan doesn't ever fail. If you root yourself in a good Bible-believing church, I like how the psalmist David said, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Those that are planted. You see, you've got to be planted. Now I understand why Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 and in Matthew chapter 9, he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Do you realize how many few labors we have in the body of Christ? Oh, I know, you go to church. And I know God's lucky he has you there on Sunday. Oh yeah, I know. You're just there to warm a seat. And you're not doing anything else with what God has given you. But I want you to know something. God's word is different. And when we understand that the plan of God, we can walk in victory that has already been won. You see, because if all you do is go to church, then you've lost your purpose. God wants to use you in every area of his kingdom. Tithing, Bible reading, life group leader, worship, usher, cleaning the house, door to door, checking on people, delivering food. I mean, there's so many things that you can do in helping to build the kingdom of God. You see, we're a team that works effectively to sew together. Jesus, when he came, that's why he said, hey, Peter, come and follow me. I will make you fishers of men. Then he walked a little bit further and he saw Andrew. He saw another one. Come and follow me. I will make you fishers of men. And then he tells them, the 120, after 3 years of being with his disciples, he said, you know what? I'm going to fill you with the Holy Spirit, and you're going to become my witnesses, and I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Who do you think he's talking to? He's talking to you and me. You and I must be the helper to build God's church. And yet many never walk in the completed work that was done at the cross of Calvary. Do you know why? Because they lack knowledge. Because they lack understanding. Because they're stubborn. Just took a drink of that good coffee, sorry. Because they don't understand that the house of God is for a purpose. You see, if you're not careful, you can just have a form of godliness but deny his power. And if you're not careful, the word just becomes the letter. The Bible says, Paul said, the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. You know, Israel is an amazing mirror for you and I. To see a reflection of what we should do or not do. You know, a powerful verse to really meditate on is out of Hosea. Hosea chapter 3, verse 6, he says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Do you understand, mom, dad, how important it is? Do you know, I've been saved a long time, and you got to remember, single mama. And, you know, when I hear parents say, when their kid gets to be 11 or 12 years old and all of a sudden the parent goes, I go, where's Junior? He didn't want to go to church today. I look at them like, what? What is Junior paying the rent? What's wrong with you? I remember when my son, you know, I think he was like 12 or 13 years old. And I remember, you know, he struggled in school because he was dyslexic. And so he had a hard time reading. And I remember at the age of 12, 13 years old, all of a sudden, you know, he's starting to hang out with the wrong crowd. Suddenly he's trying to sag and bag his pants. I said, excuse me, what'd you do, poop in those pants? Pull them up. We ain't doing that here. And then he had this headband on. Like, I said, excuse me, get that headband off. And don't get those. I said, and besides, you're not even Mexican. Get that headband off and get those sunglasses off when you're talking to me, boy. He goes, Mom, you don't understand. I said, I understand perfectly. I said, you become with who you walking with. And then one day he woke up and said, Mom, I decided I'm not going to church today. I said, oh, you decided? Really? I said, oh. I said, well, let me tell you something, buddy. I said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So get off your butt and get in there and get dressed and get your butt in the car. You're going to church. Mom, you know, I said, you know, you don't understand. When you get to be 18, you can choose to go to hell if you want to, but not on my watch. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So get your butt up and get in there, get dressed and go. We're going to church. If I have to drag you in your pajamas, you're going in your pajamas. So get up, get in there and get dressed. You know, of course, he had an attitude at church, and he, you know, that attitude, you cross your arms and you're leaning down, slumping in your chair. But you know, at the end of service, that young man was clapping his hands and standing up. And you know, by the grace of God today, that young man loves God, fears God. And you know what? And my daughter as well. I never let them have a choice that they don't come to church. Church was our life. No, Jesus was every part of our house. We had prayer. We ate together. We prayed together. You get your butt up. We're going to church. You know, I wasn't living two lives. I didn't live one life at church and live another life at home. No, we're not watching that. Sorry, that ain't godly. Shut it off. Mom, no. And then I remember another time my son said, hey, Mom, I'm going to go to this movie. I said, what movie? Who are you going with? I'm going with the pastor's son. I'm going with this one and that one and this one. I said, what movie? And I said, you know what? Let me look it up. So I looked it up, and it had all kinds of garbage. I said, you're not going to that movie today. He goes, Mom, that's not fair. The pastor's son is going. I said, I don't care if the pastor's son is going or not. You're not going. Mom, that's not fair. I said, what is not fair is that they don't care enough to keep their son from going to that movie. But you know what? I love you, and you're not going. Because your eyes are the windows to the soul, and if the eye looks upon evil, how much more their evil will there be that dwells within? You're not going. Of course, he pouted and hum-hawed. But guess what? The next week, it was over with. It was done. You see, if you keep Jesus as the centerpiece of your life, your home, and every single thing you do, God's plan never fails. If you are rooted in the house of God, I don't care who does what, you're planted in the house of God for one reason, to hear the word of the Lord, to change, to spiritual growth, to belonging, to be a family, to have accountability, to be encouraged, to have guidance, and what a privilege it is. Not only that, but your faith. Oh my goodness, when your faith grows, oh my goodness, faith. You know, you start off with like a little teeny baby seed, a little mustard seed of faith. It's so tiny. And all of a sudden, that seed is planted, that seed of faith. And you're sitting there and you're hearing the word of God. Jesus healed the blind. Jesus opened deaf ears. Jesus parted the water. Given, it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. All of a sudden, you're hearing the word of God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And all of a sudden, there is something that begins to happen inside of you. But I'm telling you, the price of rejecting the knowledge of God is far more than one can bear. I'm telling you, if we can understand that the unbeliever walks in darkness, And you and I are to not be blinded to God's word or his will. But if you never go to church and if you never plant yourself in the house of God, I'm talking about the Christian. You know, many don't believe God's word anymore. Oh yeah, I believe that, but not that. Oh, I agree with everything you said, but I don't believe in that. I think, oh my gosh, what has happened? They might believe in some of God's word that pertains to their blessing only. Are you kidding me? But when it comes to something that goes cross-grain against the desire of the flesh, you know, that's what I love about hearing God's word. If we just look at our God who gave his word to Adam and Eve, but Eve wanted a fruit that God told her not to eat of, and because Satan deceived her and blinded her from the truth. You see, if the devil can keep you out of church, he's going to blind you from the truth. He's going to keep you blinded just like Eve, and you're going to walk around and you're going to eat all that forbidden fruit. Can I tell you, because so many don't care to study or know Satan's tricks or schemes, they become a victim of defeat, and they become trapped in a web of darkness and deception. Because to be a hearer of the word, you got to be a doer as well. Do you know how many people end up in wrong relationships because they're not a doer of the word? They hear, but they don't do it because their flesh is their master. And their flesh leads them into fornication, pornography, sex outside of marriage. Now, you don't want to do that. You see, it makes you become the victim of defeat because you become trapped in a web of darkness and deception. If Eve would have known the consequences from that one bite of the tree that God commanded them not to eat, if she would have known the consequences. You see, when Satan has a plan, he covers the end result. Are you listening to me? When Satan has a plan, he doesn't let you see the end result. He's going to hide that end result. His MO, mode of operation, is John 10:10. The thief, Satan, comes only but to kill, steal, and destroy. You see, you have to do what God says. You've got to be planted in the house of God. You know, there was a young man a while back when I first got saved. Oh my! Not even when I first got saved. We had a men's home. We had a women's home. I'd been saved for years. This young man, he was a young black man. Oh my goodness, what talent. Gifted. I mean, he could attract people to himself. He was great talent and drama and music and singing. I mean, he had every gift you can imagine. But I'm telling you what, don't forget, John 10:10, the thief comes only except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life that you may have life more abundant. You see, Satan's plan is to mock God in your life. What was it in the time of Noah that made God so angry? Have you thought about that? What was it in Noah's time that God was so angry that he created man that he said, I'm going to kill them all. I'm going to destroy every single one of them. In Genesis chapter 6, reading in verses 1 through 6, now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful. And they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Can I tell you, when you begin to give yourself over to the wickedness of the world, he says here, now remember, this is why God destroyed all the earth. In verse 5, he says, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. You see, men increased, but you know what? They missed out on the blessing. They increased. Do you realize you could go to church and you can just be a church pew warmer, and you can just be a form of religion but deny his power? You can go to church but never be rooted. You can be like a tumbleweed and go from one church to another church to another church because somebody offended you. Somebody got you upset. I didn't like what that pastor said about holiness, because I want to drink. I want to get high. I want to live with my boyfriend or my girlfriend. Hello? You see, God sees every single thing. You see, yet man's corruption so abused and perverted his blessing that it was turned into a curse. God created Adam and Eve, gave him every single thing. When you and I are born again and brought into the kingdom of God, God gives us every single thing that we need to serve him. He plants us in the house of the Lord. He takes us, he renews our minds. He changes us from the inside out. We begin to hear the word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. All of a sudden, you're there. Somebody says, would you like to be on the worship? Would you like to be a greeter? What would you like to do? Now, there are those that say, I don't want to do nothing. I'm just here. No, thank you. So they do nothing, absolutely nothing. But guess what? Their spiritual growth is stumped. They do not grow. The roots are not set down into the house of the Lord. But if they are, the Bible says, you shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water, that whatsoever you do, you will prosper. You see, just going to church without being rooted is not enough. You're to build the kingdom of God. You're to help Jesus build the kingdom of God. We're to labor hand in hand to build God's kingdom together. You see, what happened is Eve's flesh got in the way, and Eve missed out on the divine blessing that God had for her. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be Eve in the house of God and miss out on the blessings that God has for me. But if I do what is right in the sight of God, let me tell you something. If I take God's word and I begin to read it and apply it and begin to live it, I will see God's word unfold before my very eyes, and I will see what God will do in my life. You see, so many today do not understand, and they're on the outside, even though they're in the house of God, but they're not planted. You see, the Bible says, how can a man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes, and I will not forget your word. You see, you have to understand how important it is to be in the house of God. You have to understand, oh my goodness, God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You have to understand, when you are planted in the house of the Lord and you're about the Father's business, the Father is about your business. Do you understand? Jesus died to bring blessing to our lives. Jesus gave his life and rose again on the third day to give you and I a life, and a life more abundant. What are you going to do with what God has given you? Are you going to root yourself in church? Or are you going to be a tumbleweed saint? Here and there, here and there. You know what? Tell God you're sorry. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Father. Be my Savior. Help me to make you number one in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, and you are important to God. Please hear what I'm saying. Don't ignore when the Holy Spirit speaks to us. You're important to God. He needs you. Amen? I want to thank you in advance for those of you that have been listening and you've been enjoying our program. Do me a favor. Thank you for your support. Send something in, a monthly gift. Please pray and consider that. We always have a need. We would love to share this gospel in the roughest parts of the United States of America. And guess what? We can do that with you. I need your help. Thank you for giving. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.